USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 5 people are dead in Calhoun County, Alabama, after tornadoes ripped through the area. Shelby County was also impacted. Sheriff John Samaniego.
Everything from a few shingles off a roof to a completely collapsed house from the top to the bottom.
Thousands of people remain without power after trees took down power lines. Earlier, Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency for over 40 counties. Former President Trump is reacting to the surge at the southern border.
He had the border the most secure, they say, in 20 years, but really, I think from the beginning, it's never been like this.
He spoke on Fox. Border Patrol agents say people are crossing the southern border in record numbers. During the news conference this afternoon, President Biden said most people are being turned away from the border, but unaccompanied children are being allowed to remain. This is USA Radio News. And I drive
down. Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has signed a law banning transgender women from participating on girls' and women's sports teams. In a statement announcing the signing, Hutchinson said he studied the law and heard from hundreds of constituents before establishing it as law. The law states that transgender girls and women would have physiological advantages over their competitors. Transgender activists have condemned the bill as discriminatory against transgender athletes. The Human Rights Campaign described the legislation as cruel and harmful. Mississippi signed a similar bill earlier this month, and Idaho enacted a ban in 2020, but it was blocked by a court ruling. The American Civil Liberties Union of Arkansas wrote on Twitter, "This bill is hateful and wrong, but we're not done fighting for the rights and human dignity of transgender Arkansans." Not now, not ever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket this week appeared in court for the first time and was denied bail at the hearing. The judge said Ahmad Alisa, who faces 10 charges of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting attack at the King's Superstore, must be held without bond. Defense attorneys said they wanted more time to evaluate his mental state. The judge made the ruling during a brief hearing in which he formally faced charges for killing 9 civilians and Officer Eric Talley. He's also charged with attempted murder of another police officer. They say he used a Ruger AR-556, which is a weapon that would have been banned under a Boulder City law enacted in 2018, but the ban was overturned by a local judge just days before the attack. 3 Colorado lawmakers have called for a statewide ban on the type of assault weapon that was used in the Boulder attack. Colorado lawmakers have already proposed 2 bills for gun reform. One would set more stringent rules for firearm storage, and the other would require owners to report lost or stolen guns. Jessica Walter, who played a scheming matriarch in TV's Arrested Development and a stalker in the movie Play Misty for Me, has died. Walter's death was confirmed by her daughter, Brooke Bowman. More recently, she played the voice of Mallory Archer on the FX show Archer. Jessica Walters was 80 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.